The General Services Administration and the Defense Department are working together on a possible new contract vehicle. The goal is to help federal agencies buy commercial cloud computing services. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, nothing's final yet, but GSA and DoD think the idea could help reduce costs and simplify the cloud acquisition process.
GSA is in talks with the Defense Information Systems Agency to explore the feasibility of a multi-award contract just for cloud, which would look something like GSA's networks contract, which lets agencies buy telecommunication services with pre-existing service-level agreements. Mark Day is GSA's Deputy Assistant Commissioner for the Office of Integrated Technology Services.
And the idea is very simply this. Is cloud sufficiently defined as a market? And is it sufficiently different that, like networks, it needs a contract that is focused on the types of terms and conditions, the kind of bidding, and everything else you need to make it work right? So we are increasingly focusing on how do we assess that. And we're working with DISA on that question. What is the right answer to that question?
One reason such a contract vehicle might make sense and might be widely used is that, in Day's words, the federal market for cloud is maturing. He says most agencies have already tackled basic cloud acquisitions, like the purchase of infrastructure as a service to host basic public websites, and are now beginning to move to more complex acquisitions that contemplate moving their legacy IT services to cloud offerings involving platform as a service and software as a service.
Increasingly, customers are starting to do good risk analysis that does not assume I have zero risk inside my own walls. But if you watched most risk analyses about moving to the cloud 5 years ago, I have no risk because I'm running it, and oh my God, look at the risk I get when I go to the cloud. And people are beginning to have a much better sense of, I have risk whether I'm running it, I have risk if it's out in the cloud, the risks are different, the problems are a little different, how you solve them's a little different, but the risk exists. How do you manage the risk? Which risk do you want? So it's a maturing capability to think about this.
Also, Day says, GSA's customers are increasingly thinking through their transition plans for cloud, including clearly plotting through how to make sure they can extract their own intellectual property from a managed service provider's platform and move it to a new IT environment if need be.
Some of us have heard of managed service contracts, I won't name them, where it was great going in, and then when it got time to bid the next contract, we couldn't do the next bid because the vendor had said, that's a black box. You had me do a solution. I did the solution. I'm not telling you how I did it. And I don't know. I'm not going to tell you how many virtual machines you've got. People are starting to realize when I go to software as a service, I go to platform as a service, my data may well be in a proprietary schema, and when I have data rights to get my data out of that service, I may get data in a format I don't understand. And that's an enormous problem if we don't plan for it. We've got to have that plan. How are we going to get the intellectual property to actually leave the provider? Some people have said that that's like doing a prenup at your marriage, but really contracts are about when we're not happy with each other. As long as we're happy with each other, we rarely go to the contract.
Robert Foster, the Defense Logistics Agency's Deputy Director for Information Operations, says his agency might be a prime candidate for such a contract vehicle if GSA and DISA do indeed set one up. DLA is already DISA's biggest customer and has spent the past 5 years virtualizing all of its servers in preparation for an eventual transition to cloud computing. Some of its data will need to stay in DISA's government-operated MilCloud environment, but the agency's also very interested in commercial cloud.
Because our number one issue is contracts. If I have to go out and write my own contract for software as a service or infrastructure as a service or hardware as a service or any of the other services, I don't know if I'll ever get it past the lawyers. They just give me the deer in the headlight look when I start talking about this kind of stuff and cloud access points and IPs and all the other things that they have to deal with. They're lost. What I need is I need a vehicle that I can reach you. Now, software as a service is fairly easy. Some of the software that we're using today, we're turning to those vendors and saying, are you going to offer software as a service? Because if you're not, I'm going to look for another one that offers that same capability, and that's where I'm going.
The cloud contract would not be the first time GSA and DISA have partnered on a large purchasing vehicle. As of 2012, the two agencies were operating three separate contract vehicles for commercial satellite communication services, but they decided to merge those into a single contract known as CS2. Day says that consolidation cut agencies' average acquisition time for commercial SATCOM by 12 to 24 months and reduced the prices they pay by 34%. Day says the cost savings resulted from an early example of the category management approach to contracting that GSA is now working to apply more broadly throughout its acquisition portfolios.
We recognize that we can put contracts that are plain vanilla contracts in place, commercial terms, come use them however you want, write your own task order, figure it out. And you have to do that every time you write a task order. And what we did was we recognized there's a fundamental problem in this business. The people who understand the requirements and the people who turn it into contracts talk two different languages. And we all know that it's hard to bridge those two things. And so what we began to do is say, we need people who become experts in the market. They need to understand the market they're buying in, not just understand how the FAR works, not just understand how schedules works. We need to have people who understand the requirements of our customer, but they're not just a technical person. They know how those requirements turn into acquisition speak that a CO can then carry over the line and turn into an actual contract and an award. We did not have that middle person. And so we began to put subject matter experts in place, and it's paid off with the kinds of results I mentioned. This is just the beginning of really changing how ITS does business.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com, and 1500 AM.